This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great to be joined by Vinny Cardoso, an ultra endurance runner, and you're about to take on an extraordinary challenge, running the entire circumference of Ireland next month to raise vital funds for the RNLI. Vinny, thank you so much for joining us on the Hub on iRadio. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Louise. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're so very welcome. Now, last year you completed the Ireland Way, a 1,000 kilometre trail all the way from Cork to Antrim in just 19 days. What has inspired you to go even bigger with this next challenge?
Well, after the journey last year, I just thought like, okay, what's next? And I really enjoyed the experience I had last year, meeting lovely people along the way, seeing Ireland in a way that it's not many people can see, like experiencing the landscapes and everything. So then I decided like next year I'm going to do something, something even bigger. And I was talking to a friend of mine, if I could try and do it for a charity or something. He mentioned about the lifeboats. And then I said, okay, let's plan something. And then I decided to do every linking all the lifeboat stations along the way around the coast. And that's it, yeah. That was the inspiration. I wanted to experience the whole journey like as I did last year. I'm doing it self-supported, so I'm carrying all my equipment, all my tents and everything. So yeah, I like this. How can I say? For me, this running long distance is a it's a very ancient way of exploring and connecting to the land. So, yes, let's go.
Let's go, that's for sure. How many hours a day do you think you're going to be running?
My day starts very early, around 7 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I go as long as I kind of, I'm doing this during the summer, so I have very long days. So around 7, 8 in the evening, I have to try and start finding a place to spend the night, you know. So it's a whole day moving.
For sure. It must be a huge mental task. How do you try and stay motivated? Obviously, here in Ireland, sometimes the weather might not be as nice as we want it to be. So maybe some days when you're running, you might have rain. It might be windy. You just never know what the Irish weather is going to throw at you. So it must be important to try and stay motivated.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, I embrace whatever it comes. If it's a rainy day, if it's a very hot day, I just go and I embrace, but the motivation comes from like trying to achieve the goal, but I break it in small parts, like day by day. So my goal for the day is to do 40, 50 kilometers, and that's the goal. I'll keep pushing. Mentally, like the challenge, of course, the distances are incredible. Distance is really hard, but one of the most difficult aspects of the challenge is at the end of the day, where I have just a tent, and silence, nobody to talk. That's a very interesting thing that I have to prepare mentally, because the distance, yes, the it's 50 kilometers a day is gonna be hard, I know. But at the end of the day, that moment when I'm in my tent alone, having just to rest and another night of kind of rough sleep is not gonna be a very comfortable night of sleep. So the preparation is also is physically, but also mentally as well. Like,
you're going to document your journey for both a book and a documentary. Where are people going to be able to see this or read this? And will the focus be solely on your challenge? Or is it going to explore some of your story and your experiences along the way?
Some of my story, yes. My experience, the journey, meeting people, the beautiful places I'll be passing through, the difficult times as well, because they will be there. And yeah, I'll be documenting, making vlogs every day and on Instagram, posting stories and trying to do all the social media, sending them there. Also, I'll be writing a book, as you mentioned, a documentary with all the footage that I'll get. I'll put together a documentary at the end. So yeah, that's more how I'm planning to do it. And that's the idea, yeah.
It sounds great. You've mentioned embracing Irish culture along the way, and some of your social media content is actually in Irish. When did you start learning the language?
Fascinated by Irish history.
Brilliant.
The Irish language, I think, is beautiful. Yeah, I love Irish history. I'm really, really interested. And learning Irish is something I always wanted. I'm originally from Brazil. I'm in Ireland since 2008. I always kind of try to learn a bit here and there, the basic words and sentences. But for the past year, I'd say I've been focusing a bit more in learning and trying to. It's a very difficult language, actually, the pronunciation and everything. But I'm trying, really trying out. I'll be passing through the Gaelic talks in some parts of Connemara and Galway, I want to at least be able to not communicate, but at least understand and embrace the local kind of culture and everything. So, yeah.
For sure. With August fast approaching, how's your training going? What does a training typical week look like?
Yes, training going well. I do normally not an extremely long run every day, like 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers. At the weekend, I might add maybe 20, 25 kilometers. But as I mentioned, the physical aspects of it, I know I have to prepare. It's going to be intense. But I'm also preparing myself mentally as well for the, it's going to be probably around 8 weeks of the journey. So I'll be away from everything, from my home. So I'm also preparing that aspect, you know. The journey, it is, once I start, I'll start, my pace is going to be a bit slow at the very beginning. And as days progress, I will increase more and then the body will follow. The body will just understand that that's what I'm pushing and we keep going.
I love your confidence. And, you know, I think for anybody who might have any struggle at the minute, you're definitely giving a lot of people a lot of motivation and a lot of hope. Obviously, you're going to be carrying a lot on your back when you go. How much does your pack actually weigh? And
I'll have to carry out throughout the journey. That's my goal. Like, it's a self-supported journey. So I'm by my own means. It's around 12, 13 kilos. It depends on what I add there in relation to my nutrition and the hydration. It might go up to 17, 18. So let's say 15 kilos on my back all along the way. And I'll have to do it. Like, I cannot ask for help or a lift or anything. So I just keep going. If I have to slow down, if some days I'm a bit tired or the body is a bit, you know, some injuries here and there, I'll just slow down, take that day, just not cover massive distance, just trying to finish the day and see how the day's progress is. My approach is a very kind of free kind of, I go with the flow. If today I'm feeling great, I'm going to push harder. If tomorrow I'm a bit tired, I'm going to slow down a little bit, let my body recover. And after a few weeks, hopefully I'll be coming back to Holt where I'm starting. I'm starting on the 2nd of August here in Holt, 9 a.m. So yeah.
It sounds great. Well, finally, what's the message that you'd like people to take away from this challenge, whether they're runners or adventurers, or maybe they're just following you on your social media from home and they're wishing you the best of luck?
Well, the message is like, I think just being out there, like moving. I think movement is life, you know, so going out and exploring. And even if it's a 1K hike around your house or if it's a 10 kilometers run, it doesn't matter. For me, the important thing is movement. Is being able to be out there and breathing some fresh air. And also the message, actually, as I'm doing in support, in aid of the lifeboats, I think the message is also like in relation to them, you know, like gratitude to the job they do, to the work they do, their volunteers, they go out at the sea, like to save lives. So I think that's more the message. Like, we can do big things. And as long as we put our mind and we can support great causes as well.
It sounds great. Vinny, where can people follow you on social media if they want to keep up with your journey and show you some love and support on your adventure?
Perfect. I'll need all of that. I'm on Instagram. It's Vinny on Earth. Vinny underscore on underscore Earth. So yeah, Vinny's V-I-N-I. V-I-N-I. Vinny on Earth.
Brilliant. Vinny, it's been a pleasure having a chat to you. Best of luck. We'll be rooting
thank
for you.
You
here at iRadio. And thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, Liz. Thank you.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.